Saying I like me makes it so. Saying I like me makes it so. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Saying I like me makes it so. Have you ever thought about how your words bring about things in your life? How your words fulfill whatever you speak them for? How your words manifest in your world exactly who and what you are? Have you ever thought about that? If you thought about that, you come to the realization that it's really quite important what your words are, for your words reveal who and what you are. And that is all that matters. We often go around speaking our words irreverently. We speak our words without realizing that our words fulfill whatever it is that we speak them for. And we can speak our words for liking ourselves. We can speak our words for living in a wonderful world. We can speak our words for being happy people. We can speak our words for looking at the world and seeing everything glorious and magnificent. We can do that. And we can do the opposite, too. And we do the opposite quite often. We do the opposite quite often in saying something is not so that really is the original purity and integrity principle of the object. So, who are you? Who am I? I am a divine creature. You're going to argue that? You're going to dispute that with me? You're going to say I'm not a divine creature? You're not a divine creature? Could you, in your humanness, create something so glorious as your divineness that you are? Could you, as a human being, create another human being like yourself? Oh, the scientists are trying to do it. They're working at it. And they're coming up with all sorts of possibilities, but they're not coming up with the whole package. And they will never come up with the final package. And the final package is, you cannot create something that already is. And what already is that we are divine beings. I am a divine being. I am the thinker, and I am thinking the thought, and I am the thought that is thought, and I am the all that is there, and I am the idea, the concept, I am the isness, and I am the is-not-ness. That's quite a concept. I say, saying I like me makes it so, because I, in my consciousness, ugly as it is, in my consciousness, I conceive of the possibility of it not being so. Now, could anything be more disgusting and disturbing, anything be more undesirable than to conceive of not liking yourself, of not being the person that you are, the ideal person you are, the wonderful person you are, the magical person you are? Can you conceive of that for even an instant? If you do, you're in lots of trouble. You're in lots of trouble, because that's like one little drop of ink in a big bucket of water, and it makes the entire bucket shady. It doesn't take away the fact that that water is absolutely pure, and it's the ink that is the darkness. And take away the ink, and the water is still pure. Put the ink in there, and the water is cloudy and muggy. Put the ink in a small part of water, in just a little glass of water, and it's quite dark. Put a drop of ink in a little puddle of water, that is, you know, like a little spoonful of water, And it's quite dark again. And so they're all relative terms, they're all relative concepts, but the drop of ink is what takes away our realization that it is so. Our drop of ink takes away the concept that the water is pure. The drop of ink takes away the concept that we have an impure, imperfect, undesirable thing. Now, why would we ever want to put a drop of water, a drop of ink, in a drop of water? Why do we ever want to do that? Well, every time we say, I don't know, every time we say, I would like to know, every time we say, oh, that's interesting, as though it's something brand new, and nothing is brand new, these things are always with us. Every time we say anything in our mind, in our thought, in our thinking, in our being, contrary to the isness that the thing is, we are denying the truth. We are denying the reality. We are denying the allness. Now, saying I like me makes it so. Not because it was not so before, but because I am changing my whole modus operandi about the thought. I'm changing my whole thinking system about what it is that I am. Now, I like me. I'm a nice person. I'm a happy person. I'm filled with love. I'm unconditional love. I'm a joyous person. I think good thoughts. I'm happy. I think my ideal purity and integrity. I think about it, and I think it, and I live it, and I am it. Wherever one little drop of ink comes into the situation, it clouds the situation. It doesn't make it different or not so. The purity is always there. That's the point we want to remember. The purity is always there. The integrity is always there. It's just that drop of ink saying, I can't do it, I'm not nice, and whatever. It's just that drop of ink that is there that's clouding it up. Now, remove the drop of ink, and it is done. Now, what happens to the ocean? The ocean receives so much garbage and so much awful from the world. And the oil spills in the ocean and other things that happen in the ocean. Does the ocean water want to contain them, retain them, have them remain in suspension? And little expansion in the water itself? No. Little by little, it lets it all fall from where it's clinging and in suspension in the water to the ocean floor. And so long as it's not disturbed on the ocean floor, it will not bother the ocean again. And as more material comes, sands and other types of things, and fall upon this oil layer, the oil layer is covered. And it is still there, but it is not disturbing the pure ocean water. And the ocean returns to its original purity and integrity. It drops from suspension in itself that oil, or whatever it is that's been dumped in there, sewage or what have you, and it goes right down. Now, you look at the Sahara Desert. What a wonderful desert that is. Great hills of sand, great acres and acres and acres and square miles and square miles and square miles of sand. And the wind loves to play games with the Sahara Desert. And it blows the sands here and there and up and there. And the sandstorms of the Sahara Desert are fabulous. And the sand blows in clouds miles high in the sky. And other winds come along and carry the sand off over the oceans. And then, when the sand becomes a little bit heavy, a little moist, it drops into the ocean, and it settles down on the ocean floor, on top of any impurities that might be there. It sort of acts like a sieve. As it goes down, it carries things out of the water down to the ocean floor, which are not beneficial there. Now, how could we have a Sahara Desert? Let's call our mind the Sahara Desert. How could we have our mind as a Sahara Desert? And how could we have these sands blowing around in the air and ultimately settling? And how do the sands sometimes settle on the Sahara Desert? Do they make interesting patterns? Do they make little areas and wonderful things? Well, they're interesting. But think about how your mind is and how my mind is, how our thinking is, how our being is, how our brain is. And our brain, our mind, has all sorts of thoughts going through it. And these thoughts are like the sands over the Sahara Desert that ultimately find their way to the ocean floor. These sands are quite beautiful, quite lovely. We are not concerned about the sand. We just see it floating in the air and flying around. Now, if we are trekking across the desert or on a camel or something, we are concerned about it. But there, if we are there, we know how to handle ourselves. Desert travelers do this all the time. But we're in a different kind of desert. We're in the desert of our mind. And we are allowing other winds, other ideas to wind up and blow these thoughts around. And like an ostrich, we can stick our head in the sand and we won't be disturbed. Our body is thick leather and the pelting of the sand doesn't disturb us terribly. And when the sandstorm is over, we go about our business again, untouched. You and I have the world around us, which tells us all the limiting things it tells us. It says we must go to school to learn. We must be aware that there are new adventures coming along, and there are dreams to be dreamed, but that they have to go through a certain process to be fulfilled, because they are not fulfilled right now. The perfect car is not here. The perfect house is not here. The perfect person is not here. The perfect world is not here. The perfect life is not here. The perfect body is not here. You see, those are all things that we hear. And are they true? They're true if we think so. If we limit ourselves by thinking that that is our truth, then that is our truth. Now, what can we do? We can be like the Sahara Desert, the winds blowing over it. I like me. We can say I like me in the face of all that wonder. The wind blows over the desert, and who would think that the wind would pick up sand and make it fly miles high into the sky? Who would think that the wind would do that sort of thing? And who would think that the wind would be a carrier and a choo-choo train taking all that sand high in the sky over the ocean and then dropping it into the ocean, just like it's a present for you. It's a present for you, ocean. This is your day of cleansing. I'm going to drop this sand right down into the ocean water, and all the good stuff that has been coming along and no longer is beneficial to a clear ocean is being sunk to the bottom. And it is. And we have evidences that of this great sand beaches that go out into the ocean miles and miles and thousands of miles. And lovely, interesting concept. Now, what do we do? What do we do and how do we think about this? How do we handle ourselves? What is this, I like me? Is that like the wind? Is that like the sand? Or is that something that transcends wind and sand and all physical anomalies? It transcends all life, all possibilities. Yes, it goes back to our original purity and integrity. Now, do I like the ocean clear of any disturbing factors? A clean, clear ocean, clear of the ink drop? Do I like the ocean pristine, where you can look down through the waters and see it in the depth of the water and watch the fish swimming there and see life in the ocean as it is designed to be? Or do I like to see the muggy water as it's rolled back and forth on the shore and the sand is rolled up with it and it's doing washing away the shoreline and changing things and not good, not bad, it's just the way it is. Now, what do I like? What do I like? Do I like my continent to have my shoreline forever the same place where I can enjoy it and be with it? Or do I say it is always rinsing away? Do I build up berms to keep it protected from the washing of the sea waters? What do I do? How do I create? Well, I like me is like a berm. It builds up a condition where whatever I want to be is done. Now, what does I like me mean? I like me means that I am a desirable person. I am a happy person. I am a person that I enjoy my company. And everyone I create in my world enjoys my company. And I am a very fantastic person. I'm a happy, happy person, joyful in all ways. I'm unconditionally loving of everyone. I am just a happy, happy person. Now, can you say that of yourself and mean it? Can you be like the transitional activity going on in the sky, on the sand beaches, in the deserts, in the lands, in the ocean, in the rivers? Can you be like that? Well, I like to think we are a little bit beyond that. We are a little beyond the physiological universe that we live in. We are the thought universe that we live in, and out of our thought universe, we bring forth whatever it is that we like. We surround ourselves with our pure white light of love, and in doing so, all of our life is filled with goodness, happiness, joy, and peace. We surround ourselves with the ideal spiritual mind and body. Our body is a divine idea, whole and perfect in every whit. Our body is the expression of our ideal thought about it. Our thoughts are so much greater and so much more magnificent, so much more revealing, so much more exciting than any physiological thing ever could be. Because the physiological thing is just a temporary thing today. Tomorrow it's different. The next day it's different. The next day it's different. Our thoughts are ever the same. I am ideal. I am magnificent. I am fulfilled. I like me. I say I like me, and I think what it is that I like me. I like me. I really enjoy me. I could be alone and be happy as a king. I could be surrounded by people and be untouched by any of their vibrations, and I can be the source of the vibrations of the group which I may be in, because I am the person who likes himself, and I am the person who says, I like me, and I like my creation. And all of my creation are beautiful beings, are beautiful objects, are beautiful in every way. And I say these things, and I know these things, and I have these things, and there's nothing else to be done. There's nothing else to be done. When troubled times do come along, I merely say, hey, a drop of ink. Now I will let it sink to the bottom. I will not touch it. I will not be disturbed by it. I will look another direction while it settles. And I will realize that it is not its natural, normal condition to be spotted, tainted by the ink. I think my thoughts pure, beautiful, fulfilled. I know already what the original purity and integrity of my being is. It's not an objectional thing, objective thing. It is not a sub, it is a, not a thing that you can touch. It is something that is the ideal. It is something which is, it transcends all the physical, all the things that we can see, feel, hear, touch, know in any way. It is something that our heart tells us. It is something that the divine in us, hey, that's kind of nice too. The divine in us keeps telling us who we are, what we are, why we are, where we are. And we don't need to die to find that out. We don't need to be born to find that out. We just live it in every way, shape, and form. Say, I like me, and you'll find that you are saying the truth about yourself. Say, I like me, and you will find that wherever a drop of water, a drop of ink, wherever a smudge comes, wherever something that might hide the likableness of you from yourself and your world, it is soon released. And how likable you are is revealed, because it's always been there, it will always be there, it is always perfect, it is always magnificent, it is always you. It is always you, and it is always that wonderful being that you are. It is who you are and how you are and why you are. And every moment you keep your heart filled with those beautiful thoughts. Every moment you keep your heart filled with those ideal ideas of who you are. Every moment you write the book of your life. You write it from the original text. You write it from the original design, the original you. You write it from who you are, why you are, where you are. And as you write it that way, you find that no matter what it is that the world shines forth in your life, you shine back the truth of yourself. No matter what it is that life gives to you, you shine back the truth that you are ideal. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say this, I know this, I am this. I like me, I like me, I like me. It is all that matters. It is all that I am. I like me, I like me, I like me. Yes, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I have the privilege of being in charge of me. I have the privilege of being in charge of my words. I have the privilege of being in charge of my thoughts. I have the privilege of being in charge of my life. And I can pretend, and that is transitory. And I can know, and that is my reality. That is who I am now and forevermore. I know that I know that I know. I know I am divine. I know I am the creative cause of my universe. And I know that my thoughts are pure and whole and perfect. I know that my thoughts are the dramatic experience of my life, the reality of my life, the fulfillment of my life. And I know saying I like me makes it so. Not because it wasn't so, but because it's revealing that it is so. And it is so now. And it is so forevermore. It is so. And I delight in experiencing it. Join me, won't you? It's a wonderful world we live in. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.